Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
In the world of my creation, what must be to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be out there, simply look around and view anything you want to do. Wanna change the world, there's nothing to me. There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. You'll be free if you truly wish to be. Hold your breath. Make a wish.
Oh, Live.com. That's A-G-A-T-E live.com. Oh my goodness, something is totally alive in me just listening to that. That all the time that we wasted can be is given back to us. I mean, how does that feel when you wear that? How does it feel when you just allow yourself to just absorb that? Once you allow the Creator to be totally first, go first, move first, speak first, listen first, and allow that energy to just permeate your being. All the time that you feel like you've wasted in your life will be given back to you. Just think about it, no diabetes, which is the illness that comes from wishing and longing for what might have been. Ah, I can feel it. Can you feel the love and expression that's here in the air right now, right all around you, evenly present? That is the Creator. And it is love. This is all that exists, really. Oh, I'm so in love today. I'm so thankful. In every way, to be here. I am Ombasa Sophia. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all wisdom, and always, 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 all love. It is the epitome and the reason why I am. And this is the play experience, and you are now on the playground of life, where anything goes and nothing matters, except that you passionately love and appreciate who you are and whose you are. And as you stand in that grace and that love, you will be surrounded by goodness and mercy trillions and trillions and trillions of times as you move. So yes, I am full, and I'm full, and I'm pure. I'm full of pure imagination, which was at the top of the hour. You heard George, my wonderful friend, George Perillis, find the DZZone, DZ.com. Yes, you can feel me because I am excited. I am full of love, and I am changed. Oh, my God, I'm so thankful to be so be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Can you feel it? Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, my goddess. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my yes. My name is Ambassador Sophia, and I'm here present and accounted for. I'm so happy to be present. It's so easy for us to get out of alignment and out of balance just by mere circumstances that happen around us. But in any given moment, at the snap of a finger, all we have to do is say yes. Yes to the best of life, that what life offers and who we are in life. Because as we allow ourselves to open ourselves up and share our souls and unzip the costumes that we wear most of the time, when we come out of ourselves, when we allow ourselves to come out of ourselves, guess what? We're here. We have arrived. We're all present. Accountability is the best thing going. Responsibility is the best thing to feel. The response. The able response. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling you. And I'm so happy that you're here on the playground of life, wherever you are, whenever it is. Thank you for joining us. Today I have a wonderful, wonderful comrade and friend for many years, playmate, fun-loving individual who just simply loves just for the sake of loving. And that's why I love her. I guess that, you know, I don't guess anything. I know that we see people and we see their light based on who we are. And I'm so happy to know DRC because if she reflects me, I'm a good. And I'm with that. I'm gonna let y'all see why. And I'm going to bring her on the playground right now. DRC, are you with me?
I'm here. I'm Bassa.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here, present, and accountable.
I'm present.
Yes, 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 my sister. Thank you. You are such a light and such a joy. I just had to ask you to come on the playground today because my heart is so full as I think of you and how you are when people see you and they hear and they feel your presence around them. They just light up, you know? And I can speak forever about my friend DRC. I want you to share from your heart of hearts, who is DRC Burgess?
Wow. Who is DRC Burgess? The first word that comes to me, and really the biggest word, is love.
Mm.
Love comes in many forms, in many shapes, in many situations. But when it comes, it's something that cannot be debated. It just is. And one knows that they're in the presence of it. And and you kind of alluded to that when you described me. It's just something that I just am. And everything else just sprouts out from it. But I love people. I love individuals. I love harmony. I think if I had grown up in the 60s, and actually I did, but if I were, say, a teenager or an adult in the 60s, I would have been that flower child that just loved everybody. I don't know, does that give you an indication of who I am?
Yes, it does. Even though I know there's more because there's always more, I know that, you know, just kick your shoes off and relax because you're on the playground of love, of life,
okay.
of the soul. You're right here present and with all of us. And, you know, I know that your presence and how you have always done, even though you have worked many, many, many roles, many positions in life, in your work life. And what I've noticed about you is that everywhere where you have actually worked, you brought it, you elevated that place, you know, just by you being there, because you didn't take your job seriously enough to make you be a drone, a clone, or whatever in that workplace. You shined like DRC. You enlightened people wherever you were. And if you do that, if people do that, what I see is that they never lose themselves. And I don't feel like, you know, over the years, you're still the same DRC I met back in 1999. You look the same. You act the same. I mean, you know, you're evolved, and of course, you have more wisdom, and you are the same person who still loves people. You know, I mean, what do you attribute that to?
Well, I suppose DNA has a lot to do with it. My grandparents were lovers of the community, and my parents were lovers of the community as well. It's something that I observed in my family as something that's necessary for us to have in this world. And so it just comes naturally for me to see it as something that's important. And there's just something in me that just knows that every individual, every human being on this earth has a purpose. And regardless of what that individual has been through in life that has harmed them, hurt them, discouraged them in any way, they have something to give. They have a role to play. And something in me just knows that and seeks to find that in every individual that I come in contact with, whether that be on my job, whether it be at the grocery store, at an event, on the street, anywhere. I just know and believe that that individual has a role to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing with inside of me wants to touch that. And when I do, when I do that, there's that purpose inside of that person, it connects with me, with the purpose inside of me. And it's not necessarily something I can even tell someone how it happens. I just feel it. I just know it.
You had a poem that really touched me. I don't know if you know it or you have to read it or what have you, but I hope that you can gather that maybe after the break if you have to read it and find it. But I really want to, you know, share with people about, you know, because what you just talked about was, it sounded to me that you were embracing the love in that person, you know, and it sounded like, you know, how important is that, you know, to you? Because, you know, of course, I know it's important and other people may, but how important is that to you, being a lover of humanity and a lover as you are? Can you give us, you know, how important is it to you that others do what it is that you just talked about that you do in terms of tapping into people's souls is what you're doing?
Wow. That is a good question, because there are times where I get tired. you know, and mentally and emotionally. And there are times where I feel like I might not be reaching a person that I'm seeking to let them know just how purposeful and meaningful their life is. And I'll be honest, I've told myself, you know, why don't I just go and move somewhere on a deserted island and just enjoy nature and just be by myself and be alone, because evidently people don't want to be bothered and others can't see what I'm seeing. Sometimes I do have those thoughts, I'll admit. But I can't do it because I know that if others can see, can wake up and realize that we all do have an individual purpose and an individual, that same love that we can share to others, when others can see that, they will understand just how much that is going to affect their own, impact their own individual lives. They're going to see that they'll begin to see that it's all part of the whole.
Mm.
We are not an island unto ourselves. And the more that we can understand that the person standing in front of you, I don't care where they came from, I don't care what their educational background or their, just how they were brought up that's different from yours, there is a purpose. There is a true purpose. And so that's what I seek to let others know. You know, that's the reason we need to do it. That's what brings harmony.
And into
our individual lives and our lives collectively.
Yes. And you talked about that feeling of oneness, you know, and that I think we were at an event this past weekend. Of course, it was the Embracing Love Retreat, and that in that, you know, I'll let you talk about your experience, but in that, for me, what I felt was that oneness that you were talking, that you're speaking of, because there were people there from all walks of life.
Right. What
you just got from speaking about. They were from all different persuasions of thought consciousness. It was nobody where you just had a group of Om, Shanti Om, or a group of party people, or a group of, it was different people from all walks of life.
Uh-huh.
But there was one common theme, and that was, they were embracing love, the love within themselves. They came ready to just let their soul shine.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was obvious.
And then the stream of energy that is evolved from each of the people, it just streamed around. It was like we were one mind, one soul, one heart, one body even at one point, because of the ways that the energy was going. What was your experience?
Wow. As I told you earlier, I honestly wish I could have brought each one of those women home with me. Because everybody, I had a chance to touch everybody there. And there was no competition. The synergy was high. I could tell that every woman that walked through that door brought themselves, and they had a level of expectation that was just so, you know, that you could see. And it was the type of environment that it didn't call for any negativity. It didn't call for, there was no room for complaining, for feeling sorry for yourself. It was so high from the very beginning. And the retreat itself, it lived up to its name of embracing love.
And Soul Power Live, and it was like what you just described was people allowing their soul to be at its highest power. If somebody can see you, and you are, and that was really good with what you just said, because when you, DRC, when you come in a room, you know, you can kind of, you know, you when you went around and you said you touched everybody, I believe it, because like I said, it's real easy, you know, for people to just see who you are, you know. And so if you saw the reflection back at you from them, that clearly says to me that it was a soul-revealing experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when you talk about, you know, soul power lives, and you know, of course, that we're taking this around the world, we're taking it to different communities, what we want to do is to have the woman-directed families, the women in the communities expand outward in a sense where their soul power is expanded and emanating so much that their families they're infiltrating.
Yeah.
And so when the infiltration happens, oh, it's on and popping, you know, because everybody, not only in the family, but the community gets touched.
And
so if we're touching these communities around the world, wherever we go, wherever we're called to go, we're open for that. And just for anybody listening, it's soulpowerlive.com. Go there and check it out. But this is wherever we're led to go, we're actually touching that community so that that community can connect with another community that gets touched, and they continue to touch. And that's how we can actually work towards a healed world, if you will. Because it has to start with the heart. It has to start within the heart and the soul of that person being deciding that they want that to happen. And so those women, I give thanks because Atlantis was a very good place to start.
It was.
Pre-event, if you will. And I don't even want to call it a pre-event because it was the event for right now. It was the event. It was springboard for the love, the embracing to take place, you know?
And
it's such a beautiful thing because what's coming to my mind right now is the phoenix rising from the ashes, which is, oh, my God, so powerful because that's what Atlanta did. Atlanta burnt down, you know? And so I don't even know where that thought is even coming from, but it's a powerful, powerful piece that, you know, we came out of that soul, that fire, that energy, that liquid love just came forth, you know, this weekend. It was so powerful. One woman came and she said, yeah, because, you know, she said something about her mate convinced her to come. You know, he was wondering, well, is this a lesbian? Well, what kind of thing this is? What is this? You know, embracing love or women between, what's going on, you know? And she said normally, you know, he might feel like that. But, you know, she said that he was convincing her at 10, whatever time it was, late that night to come.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know it's nothing. And then she said she wasn't even going to come. This was beautiful. She said she was, every excuse was there. Oh, she had, her phone was died. She didn't have a phone cord. She was made, all kind of excuses were coming up for her why she couldn't come. The event was late that she was leaving. It's too late for her. She missed She missed a lot. She was thinking about all this stuff, and she said she was on her way home, and she said the car kept going straight instead of turning off on the exit.
That's beautiful.
The creator, it's mystery, magic, and miracles is all the time.
And
we're open for that. And we're just open. All we got to do is be open for it, DRC. That's all we need to do, right?
Yeah.
Just flat down, take all the boundaries off. I don't even believe we have to have boundaries. We just need to trust. Because if we trust, we won't have to have any boundaries that we have to put up for people because we trust we're going to walk around the landmines, right? We're going to know just where to step. We ain't going to step on nobody's mess, right?
That's right.
And get that. So you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do.
It's powerful. It's a powerful piece, I really know that, you know, as I sit and reflect about that, you know, I know that none of us is working in happenstance, you know. The fact that, you know, everybody is right here, right now, in this place, listening to us talk about embracing love, is nothing is happenstance, you know.
All right.
So, you know, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation about embracing love and get your thoughts on a few other questions I have here. So we'll be back very shortly.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared? Or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
The heart knows. The heart shows. The heart bestows. And the beat goes on. Realizing that we really do hold the essence of our Creator within us will release us to live the roles we have come to live. This knowing removes all barriers we have constructed between ourselves and others through living in fear. This knowing enables us to embrace what it means to have a freedom of expression in all our creativity. It is a knowing that anything we conceive will be nourished through our movement and expression. The wisdom we seek outside of ourselves actually resides within our own memory. How do you know when the truth is spoken? It rings true in your church within. Let your spirit truly be your guide when making decisions pertinent to your own well-being. Choose not to become a parent. They perform their functions very well. Be the special human you have come to be. What is true for you? What will you give? Who will you be? Only share truth as you know it to be. When we love ourselves completely, it becomes easy to say to another, I love you just the way you are, and thank you for reflecting to me yet another part of myself. We are thankful for everyone we are blessed to meet and welcome all the lessons they bring. The greatest love is self-love. It's one and the same as God's love. Life is abundant with lessons and gifts. Abundance of all things is our birthright. Acceptance of this birthright opens doors to perfect health, wealth, and joy. There are many doors to unlock, many closets to clean before we reach our goals. Our intention must be clear and resonate with our soul. The things that plague us will stay the same as before. When we give thanks for our blessings, they will become much more. As the sunlight illuminates the cores of our being, its rays give us that expanded soul-filled feeling, a feeling that takes us to a peaceful place. We only need now to hold that space.
We're back. That was yours truly on Basta Sofira from My Soul Journey to Truth CD. And you can get your copy by going to ombasta.com or email me at ombasta@ombasta.com. And if you want me to play some of your fantastic, wonderful, and awesome music, you can email me there and send me the music, and I will be most happy to share your music with the world. So I'm back here on the playground with my buddy, my comrade,
yeah,
my playmate, DR. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, okay, so we were talking earlier about a poem that you had that really touched me, and I really would love it if you have it there with you or if you know it, if you would share that poem. Would you do that for us?
I'd be glad to. I have it right here. Before I get started, I just want to say that I wrote this piece out of my longing to find my own authentic self. It was to find out how I was seeking to find out how to get there, wherever there was. I've always been able to help others discover their own authentic selves because I see them and I believe in them and I encourage them. And so when I wrote this piece, Spirit showed me that I am already where I have been seeking to be and that who I am being while I'm loving and assisting others just proves that I'm there now. And I just have to know it and I have to receive it. So the title of the piece is, Are We There Yet? We spend all our lives trying to get there, yet with every assumed arrival, we find that we are still longing to get there. Oh, there, where are you? We've looked for you in the eyes of another, in the last dance on the dance floor, through the mirage of profiles on a dating site, through the many tantalizing glasses of wine, in the security of a cushy, well-paying job, and even through our dreams to become somebody in the eyes of the world. Oh, there, when will we know that you have satisfied our longed-for desires to be near you? How will we recognize you? How will we know when we get there? And the answer from there is, when you have recognized that you are here, you will have realized that you have arrived there.
Wow. That's all right. Well, that is pretty powerful. And again, you know, I had a saying all the time throughout the years that was really related to relationships, and it was, are you going my way? And you know, it sounds pretty, you know, simple, and it is really, you know, when in life, you know, when we are moving along in on this ship called life in our relationships, we actually are touching people every so often that mean to us. And a lot of times we make the mistake because that person reminds us of something or what have you, and we make the mistake that it's always going to be forever. And we don't understand that, you know, there's something about that person that we were supposed to actually touch in that moment, but that person may not necessarily be going our way. Because when you're going that way, you have, you know, what is that saying? I know you probably know the saying where there's your friends for the moment, and then there's friends for life, and there's friends for whatever. But anyway, the whole idea of embracing the love that's right there with you in the moment, and if that love is going your way, that you are feeling complete with that. You're not having, like, all those things that you named, I have to look for it in a glass of wine. I have to look for it in a cushy job. I have to look for it when it's always inside
yeah.
of you, and you're carrying it. You're carrying it, and you're going on
yeah.
your way.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? And so, you know, when you think about, you know, how we are all, you know, on this ship called life, and we are all moving through life, and we are all making choices for our highest good and our health and well-being, there is this element that we get to tap into at a moment's notice called love, you know? Can you tell me, when you think about now what you are doing in life, and you think about the love that you are sharing with people, can you talk about a little bit about what that looks like? Sometimes when we are, you know, dealing with our work, you know, sometimes it looks like who we are, what we are, you know, what we are doing on a day-to-day basis, but it has nothing to do with the soul of humanity. So when you think about the soul of humanity and you think about your work, I guess where I'm going is, how does your work now, this day, from this point on, touch the soul of humanity? Tell us a little bit about what your goals and aspirations are right now as it pertains to that.
Well, Ambassador, I appreciate you actually giving me this opportunity to speak out loud about what it looks like, because I've always felt like it's something that we haven't defined or really brought to the forefront. I have worked in corporate America for many years, and it's something even years ago, I always felt like it was a missing love part, was a missing element. I was always told that there was a difference between business and between doing business and between loving one another. And for me, it I could not separate them. I felt like it all.
DRC?
Yes.
Let me just ask you, it sounds like there's an echo. Are you on a speakerphone?
I am not anymore, because I heard that echo as well.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm walking away.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
It's a little better now.
Yeah,
is that better?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was saying is that I'm just glad that you asked. You're giving me this opportunity to speak this out loud, because I always felt like the piece that has been missing in everything that we do is that love piece. You know, I've been told that that love and, you know, all that good goody-two-shoe stuff needed to be separate from doing business and everything else we do in life. But I cannot and have never been able to see how they can be made separate. They to me, they just go hand in hand. And that caring piece needs to be brought forward in everything that we do in business and in our everyday lives and our relationships, to strengthen our relationships, to strengthen our communities, to strengthen ourselves individually as human beings. And ask me again about how
about
you
about your work.
About how I'm going. Your question again is basically how I'm sharing this with the world, or
yes, to the soul of humanity. When you feel the energy of the soul of humanity, when you feel that, And I know you go deep, so when you actually sit and feel that intravenously going through your veins, when you think about what you have for humanity, can you share with the world what it is that you have for them?
That, I guess, once again, it's helping people to realize that they're who their authentic self is. You know, someone may tell me, and I have been told before that from others that, well, DRC, I can't love others the way that you do. It just doesn't come from me. And so I think that's why I seek to help each individual understand what their authenticity is. If you just be who you are, you just operate, you just move about with what gifts and talents you have, the love's going to come from there. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to, one does not have to be like me. I don't have to be like everybody else. And that's something I had to learn as well. You know, I tried for so long to love others the way I saw others doing. But if you can tap into, if you can realize that you are already here with, you know, who you're being now, and maybe you're not even being enough of it, but if you can pay attention to how people respond to you when there's something positive that you're doing in your life, it may just be smiling. It may just be smiling at somebody. You may have the best smile, and you may not do. There may not be anything else you do, but whenever you smile, people light up. People come towards you. People feel good, and they want to be around you. They may not want to hear anything you have to say, but they just want to feel your smile. If you have determined that that's a gift that you have and it comes authentically to you, then one needs to be just that. You need to be just that. And from that, that's where the love springs. Love looks different, comes in different packages from different people, you know? I think, like I said, once again, the way I do it, and I can't even explain, really, the way I do it, I just be myself, you know? And so, but once you discover whatever that authentic thing is and listen to what other people tell you about yourself that they like, that they would love to see you do more of, and don't take it for granted. Don't spend your time trying to get there to whatever there is, because you're already here. You're already there. Be that now. Oh, wake up. Do not take it for granted.
Yes, indeed. My goodness. My goodness, DRC. You dropped some powerful medicine on us just now. I tell you, there's an interesting energy raining down on this planet, and that interesting energy is love.
It is love, and we should not take it for granted, because it is powerful, as we saw when we embraced it.
Yes, indeed. My dear, wonderful sister, comrade, I am so appreciative of you, and I love you, I bless you, and I thank the Creator for you, and I will definitely see you very soon, again, on this playground.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
I love you.
Thank you for your love, right. Yes.
All righty. Take special care.
And you
Much
as
love.
Well. I love you, sister.
Thank you. See you later. Oh, my goodness. Did y'all feel that? We're going to end this. There is only love by Karen Drucker. And she is, you can find her at KarenDrucker.com. Thank you all for being here on the playground of light and love. On Vasa out. Love you. There is
love that loves me. There is only love. There is only love.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.